Hello, and welcome to day three of the 5-day mini vacation with your angels program. I'm Kate Large, and I do still have laryngitis, but I'm going to do my best to speak loud enough so that you can hear me. And I just want to thank you for being with me tonight, and I'm just so happy to be sharing this time with you. And whether you're listening live or to the recording, we're just going to share some amazing angel love together. Now, sharing angelic love with others is very near and dear to my heart. The angels shared with me the method of sending love that I'll be sharing with you. And that when they shared that with me, it was during a very, very sad time in my life. But I found the method that they gave me to send love was absolutely magical. And I'm going to share that with you tonight, and I hope that you receive as much love and comfort and magical experiences with it as I have. Now, to get the very most of out of our time together, I invite you to sit back and relax and just fully enjoy the love that the angels and I will be sharing with you. So during our 30 minutes together, we're going to tap into the love that is your essence and use that love to heal the inner child within you. But before we get started, this program is being recorded, and you will receive a replay and access email in your inbox with access information for the recording of this session of the 5-day mini vacation with your angels, and access to the information of the previous sessions. And you also get a reminder for tomorrow's program, Align with the Love of Mother Earth. And I love that program. It is so awesome what we're going to do with Mother Earth tomorrow. And you'll also get a link to purchase a CD or digital download of this program so you can listen to it anytime you wish. Plus, you can get information on how to schedule a private angel reading with me just for you, along with the digital download of this program as my gift. Now, another bonus that I've added in the emails is the Communicating with Your Angel self-study program. I included a coupon code for a huge discount on that program if you would like to have that for your very own. And that coupon code is the number 5 and the word day, like it's all one word, no space, 5-day. And you'll see that with the link in your email. Now, there are 3 steps to the flow of our program tonight. First, I'll share with you how I received this miraculous love technique and how powerful it's been for me. And we'll align our human bodies with that energy of the angelic realm using that powerful breathing technique that I learned from Deepak Chopra. And then we'll experience this beautiful guided journey of love with the angels. So, let's begin. So, on that first day of our mini vacation with the angels, we met with your worry angel, and I hope you've been keeping him employed by giving him every little worry that shadows your heart. Now, yesterday, on the second day of our mini vacation with the angels, we met angels of gratitude who helped you expand your awareness of gratitude and tap into the love consciousness of gratitude. Now, today, on this third day of our mini vacation, we will work with the angels of love to help you open your heart to the love essence that you are from deep within. Now, as I mentioned before, I'm very excited about the tools we'll be discussing today because they're very close to my heart. Because several years ago, I was given a meditation that we call the Healing Circle of Love. And that was given to me to help me heal the wounds of my heart where my daughter was concerned. Now, she was suffering from terrible depression, and I felt helpless to help her. And when the angels helped me heal my wounds, I shifted my energy from my very essence. And when I did that, it also helped her. What I found so miraculous with this healing wasn't just what I experienced from within. it was what happened in my reality. Because when I healed from within, my relationship with my daughter also began to heal, and within a very short time, both our hearts were open, and we reconnected at a much higher level of not only understanding, but from a state of being love. Excuse me just one moment. So sorry, I had to clear my throat, and I didn't want you to have to hear that. So what I found was that this healing meditation that the angels gave to me to help me heal the wounds of my heart were just not just for relationships. I used it for life events and situations. And one day, I used it while standing in line at the post office. Now, I don't recommend using it while you're standing in line at the post office, but the point is that it's very, very powerful. It's one of those things that those methods of shifting from seeing is believing to believing is seeing. And it goes even deeper to believing is being. So before we go any further, I want to share with you that I'm on my spiritual path too, just like you are. You know, I'm figuring out how to stay in love source and keep my heart open to the guidance of my angelic team of angels and guides and teachers. And I still work at shifting out of anger and frustration sometimes, you know, because I'm human too. And sometimes that presence of that shadow of overwhelm sometimes will just get hold of me. And so I have to work at staying in that higher vibration of love too. And this process I'm going to share with you today is miraculous at helping you do that. Now, for the past few years, I've been actively on a mission to face and disconnect from every ounce of buried fear from both this lifetime and previous lifetimes. And fears would present themselves, and I would use the tools that I've been given, those tools that I share with all of you, to disconnect and heal those things. And then sometime around the first part of 2011, I began to feel strongly this sense of urgency within me, like I was right on the cusp of a huge breakthrough. And many of you may be feeling like this too. And I discovered that feeling was true. I was on the cusp of a huge breakthrough in my ability to create the life that I want to live. But the motherlode of all fears stood between me and that open door to connecting fully with my essence and living from the love light of that essence. And I could see that light of ease and grace before me, kind of at the end of the tunnel, so to speak. So I emphatically embraced what came next, and I demanded to be shown what I needed to heal to get into that light. And the universe didn't hesitate. It responded by hitting me right between the eyes with a life situation that from on the outside looking in, it wasn't a big deal really. It was like nothing more than drop an egg on the floor. You just clean it up. But what I was going through, what happened to me was, it was this wound of my heart just burst forward, and my life stopped, and I fell into this tailspin of fear that threatened to destroy me. And it all stemmed from a deep-seated fear within me of following my heart. And how many of you listening to this right now are struggling with following the nudges of your heart and those whispers that there's something more, and it's here for you. Well, my heart and angelic guides had been showing me for years that my fulfillment is stepping fully into my spiritual work. Yet my human brain stopped me by focusing on building websites for others as my source of financial flow. It was like my human brain was telling me, you can't do both. Well, this tailspin of fear that I found myself struggling to recover from forced me to make a choice. Because in the depths of despair, fear, and doubt, I clearly remember sending out the Soul Kisses newsletter to the Soul Kiss community, and then walking out to my patio. I sat down out there and I said out loud, maybe I need to just walk away from all of this, meaning my spiritual work, and just get a real job. And then I clearly heard my angels say, well, who's going to hire you? You've been out of the corporate world for 10 years. Well, talk about a slap in the face. I started to cry because I felt trapped and helpless. But I couldn't argue with what I heard. They were right. So I got a tissue, and I walked back into my office, and I sat down at my desk to get back to work. But the first thing I did before I started working again was I checked my email, and there were messages. There were so many messages, I couldn't even count them in my inbox, responding to the newsletter that I sent out. My Soul Kiss family was with me every step of the way, showing support to continue my spiritual work. They were guiding me and giving me direction. It was validation that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And it was then that I could see my tailspin of fear for the illusion that it was. There's no fear in Love Source. Fear is an illusion of this physical world that our human bodies live in. And I knew from deep within that the power of my essence, that love within me, was stronger than physical world illusion. But I'm still human. So I asked my angels to help me heal the fear within me, and they did. My intention was to use the Healing Circle of Love meditation, sending love to myself, but the angels took it a step further. The angels joined me, along with, to my surprise, many deceased loved ones, relatives I hadn't even thought about in years, as well as ascended masters. I was so honored to see all these light beings of love and began to realize just what a big deal these moments really were. And we all held hands in a circle, and this aspect of me walked into the center of the circle. And that aspect of me, that aspect that walked into the circle, was my inner child. And we all sent love to this inner child aspect of me. And as she accepted the love, she grew. She grew into the adult aspect of me, fully confident, radiating with self-love and grace. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to join with your angels of love and open your heart to the very essence of love that you are. We'll begin by sending love to the inner child aspect of you, healing the wounds of your heart, the doubt, the helplessness, the powerlessness, and that worry and fear. And as those wounds heal, your inner child will grow to reflect the physical adult housing that limitless spiritual being that is you. So in just a few moments, we're going to meet with your angels and experience a gift of love that is truly magical. So before we do that, we're going to settle our mind chatter by experiencing Deepak Chopra's breathing exercise. And this exercise is shared with permission of the Chopra Center. And I'll be asking those four questions. So don't get hung up on trying to answer them. Just simply allow yourself to live the questions, and life will move you into those answers. So if you'll just place your feet flat on the floor, and with your hands gently in your lap, just close your eyes and focus your attention on your heart and take a deep breath in, focusing your attention on your heart. And now shift your focus to gratitude of those blessings in your life. Embrace the things that you're grateful for and allow yourself to feel that emotional fulfillment of gratitude. And take deep, full breaths of gratitude. And ask yourself these questions. Don't try to answer, just ask, who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And take a deep breath in. And now we'll meet your love angels. Together, we set the intention to open our heart to connect with the essence of love that we are, to heal the inner child within that has brought forward the pain of previous lifetimes. We'll pull forth the light of God from within and expand with it into a higher level of consciousness of unconditional self-love. So with your feet flat on the floor and the eyes closed, we begin with a prayer. Father, Mother God, Creator of all that is, we gratefully come together as one, opening our hearts to the essence of you that is our core light. We ask for your help to set aside the physical world teachings of limitedness and fear and open our hearts to connect fully and completely with the love light essence of our beingness in unconditional love. We actively, consciously step into the eyes to see, the ears to hear, and the wisdom of the knowing within of the limitless possibility that we are. In gratitude, amen. Notice as you breathe deeply, the light begins to take on a slight pink glow of love. Breathe in deeply the sweet love of the light and allow yourself to feel the gentle brush of angel wings as angels of love join you. Take a deep breath in and see that your space is full of angels. Look closely. You may see that a few deceased loved ones or ascended masters have also joined you. there are so many that you may find you're now in an open space to accommodate everyone. Together, we'll all begin to hold hands, forming a circle. Then more angels gather around you till there are several angelic circles surrounding your main circle. Know that you are safe. Now the inner child aspect of you walks into the center of the circle. And your heart opens to all the love that is you. And you send that love to your inner child, standing alone in the center of the circle. A light of glowing love flows from your heart to the heart of your inner child. The light flows from your hands to the hands of the angels that you're holding, up their arms to their heart, then the loving light flows from their heart to the heart of your inner child. This proceeds throughout each circle of angels till loving light flows from every angel to the inner child aspect of you in the center of the circle. Your inner child begins to laugh and giggle, dancing in the love. Take a deep breath in and allow the loving light to flow within you back and forth to your inner child. Take another deep breath in and see your inner child begin to grow and laugh in full confidence of who you are. Now step into the aspect of you and breathe in the love of all the angels around you. Now you notice that right next to you is a fenced-in garden. And within the garden are all of your physical world worries. Take another deep breath in and notice you've grown taller. And your worries are significantly smaller. Take another slow, deep breath in and see that your worries are even smaller, almost gone. Take another slow, deep breath in and see that all your worries are gone, and in its place is rich, fertile soil. Step into your garden and pull from your heart seeds of all that your heart desires. Wonderful relationships, excellent health, prosperous finances, and fulfilling, profitable work. Prosperity angels join you in the garden to plant the seeds, while your love angels surround the garden, holding it in the infinite possibility of love. This is your field of potentiality, housing all the dreams of your heart. Once the seeds are planted, an angel gives you a small cup of water and indicates that you're to water the seeds. The cup is small, and there are many seeds to water, but you choose to trust. disconnecting from doubt of having enough, and you begin to water your seedlings through your trust. Each time you empty the cup, it miraculously refills to water the next seedling. It's in this moment that you fully understand how truly limitless you are, and that you have all you need within you to create the desires of your heart in your physical world reality. After the last seedling is watered, the loving light around you grows brighter and brighter. Take a deep breath in and turn to view your garden. Before you, all your dreams have come to fruition. Loving relationships are yours. Your body feels wonderful. Finances flow in ease and grace, and exciting, fulfilling work bursts forth. You feel love for your life. Embrace this feeling of blissful love, fully healed from deep within. Feel the light of your heart expand as you step into the higher awareness of unconditional love. Your consciousness expands exponentially to an understanding of the limitless possibility that you are. Breathe in the peaceful balance of your love beingness. The light of your heart dispels all shadows of darkness. The loving light of your angels glows through you, creating the life you truly desire from love source, the essence of who you are. Breathe deeply and fill every cell of your being with your core light of love. Take just a moment to allow this light to integrate throughout the cells of your physical body. Now it's time to return to your physical space. So with a deep breath from right where you are, allow roots from your feet to go down into Mother Earth, down, down to the core light of healing love within her, and pull that wonderful, vibrant healing love back up through the soils, up to your feet, up through your legs, up to your heart. Bringing all the love of the angels with you. You're fully grounded and returned to the physical world. The guided journey that you just experienced is very powerful. Allow yourself the time you need for your physical body to align with your spiritual beingness. And from this place of love, know that you deserve to be happy. You've wakened the knowing within you that you truly are a limitless spiritual being of love and light, and you can be, do, and have anything your heart desires. Be gentle with yourself as your body aligns to this higher vibration of knowing and love. Now, by the time our time here together completes, you will have received the replay email in your inbox so that you can listen to this recording again. and you'll get access information to tomorrow's program, Align with the Love of Mother Earth, and a link to the 5-day mini vacation program on demand digital download or CD, available when we complete this 5-day session. And you can also schedule a private one-on-one angel reading with me with a 5-day mini vacation digital download as my gift. Plus, you can get the Communicating with Your Angel self-study program at a significantly reduced investment by using the coupon code 5-DAY. So, in tomorrow's mini vacation with your angels, we'll experience tap into the love of Mother Earth and her angels, and you will love this. It is one of my most favorite programs. So, this completes our session for this evening. I'm Kate Large. Thank you so much for joining me on this third day of our 5-day mini vacation with your angels. And I'll see you tomorrow on day 4, same time, same place, for 30 more magical minutes with your angels. May you be profoundly blessed in this moment and every moment.